Lots of county fairs going on, and especially Lorain County later in August, and Medina County not too far away as well. But going on right now, the Ohio State Fair. And to tell us all about is Alicia Schultz, who's joining us. Good morning, Alicia.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's any good morning when there's a fair going on.
Oh, you know it is. I mean, it's wonderful to be able to look out my window and see Ferris wheels and slides and happy smiling faces and cows and all sorts of fun stuff.
Now, the Ohio State Fair runs July 27th. It's going on now through August 7th. Talk about some of the highlights for people who have not ever been to the Ohio State Fair.
Right. There's a ton of different things that go on at the Ohio State Fair. You know, of course, our roots are in agriculture, so there are a large number of livestock shows. Over the course of the fair, we have about 20,000 different animals that are here. So, you know, a lot of people really enjoy going and walking through the livestock barns and facilities, but beyond that, there's a lot of entertainment activities as well. So we have multiple free entertainment stages with jugglers, comedians, hypnotists, free live music that changes every single day. We have pig races, a petting zoo that's free. There's also even camel rides and pony rides that you can go on while you're here at the fair. And one thing that's really unique about the Ohio State Fair is that we have an 8-acre park. It's actually a designated level one arboretum, the Natural Resources Park, that is filled with trees and shade and a lot of fun interactive and educational opportunities. When you enter the park, you're greeted by Smokey Bear, who always somehow knows your name. It's amazing. And then you can go through and do fishing for kids, free kiddie fishing. They can even take their fish home at the end of the day. Do archery, try your hand at kayaking in the kayaking pond, or hop on a watercraft simulator and see some of the camping opportunities. It's really, there's kind of something for everyone here at the Ohio State Fair.
And, of course, a lot of times people will come there to enjoy the entertainment. You have a lot of people coming through entertainment acts that take up the schedule, don't you?
You're right. You know, we are really proud of our big-name entertainment lineup. We always have a lot of great things in the Celeste Center, where our concerts are. Yesterday we had Yes, a prog rock band. Tonight we have Lecrae. He's an R&B, hip-hop, Christian rapper. The Saturday we have Maddie and Tay with Levi Hummin, and this Friday we actually have Charlie Puth with DNCE. So we try to get poppin' as well. And then we've got some country and a lot of other great things through over the course of the fair. Kenny Rogers, the Oak Ridge Boys, Rachel Platten, A Great Big World, a living legend, Dolly Parton, will be here for a sold-out show. John Kay and Steppenwolf, Jeff Dunham, Keith Sweat, and Matthew West with Lauren Daigle, A Christian Act. And, of course, we finish off with our annual Sale of Champions livestock auction, just like a lot of the county fairs do.
That's an amazing lineup. And when we think of fairs, Alicia, we think of fair food, and we think of fried food. But I see you've got deep-fried Buckeyes, roast beef sundaes, and donut burgers. What are these things? Have you ever had any of those?
You know what? I have had a few of those. So the donut burger is actually, it's basically like a cheeseburger, but instead of buns, there's two Krispy Kreme donuts as the top and the bottom of the donut. And it's something that sounds very strange, and I mean, I guess it is maybe a little bit, but the sweet and savory flavors really work well together on it. So last year my husband got one, and I was able to pawn some bites off him, and I was pretty pleased. The deep-fried Buckeyes, you know, of course, here in Ohio, we all know what a Buckeye candy is, you know, that it's peanut butter and chocolate, and they batter it and deep fry it and kind of drizzle a little chocolate on and put some powdered sugar on top. It's a really great sweet treat, but I definitely recommend sharing it with a friend. That is a lot of sweets.
Yes, exactly. And the roast beef sundaes, is this the kind that they have the meat and other like vegetables and sauce on it, or explain
that. Exactly. Yeah, it's got the meat on the bottom, and then it's got potatoes, and instead of, you know, looking like an ice cream sundae topped with a cherry on top, it's got a cherry tomato and some gravy that kind of runs down it. So it's, you know, kind of like a Thanksgiving-ish type meal in a cup that looks like ice cream.
Well,
so we have lots of fun, unique things.
Right, and the thing about fair food is it has to be portable, right? You stop at a stand, you get something, and then someone says, come on, let's go. You don't sometimes have time to sit, so you have to kind of eat. That's why they put everything on a stick, I think.
Exactly,
at
I mean, and since you mentioned it, we actually have 32 different foods that are on a stick. I mean, isn't that wild?
That's great. I like. Yep. Half of them are deep fried, if not most of them, I suppose.
Oh, right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, you've got to have, you know, corn dogs and pronto pups and fried cheese. And, you know, there's just a never-ending list. I mean, new thing on a stick this year, though, is alligator on a stick. Have you ever tried alligator?
I think so. If I'm not mistaken, 2 years ago at a local fair here, they brought
that. At the Lorain County Fair?
Right.
Sure.
Really?
Our Matt Douglas said it was a little chewy, but he said it was pretty good. So
nice.
Yeah, it's always
interesting. I haven't made my way over there yet, so yeah, good to know. I'll try it out.
Well, the key to some of this is to be able to find it, because you have so many. Is there an easy way to do this? Do you get a map when you come in? How do you find everything, or is it just kind of a self-exploration?
Yeah, you know, that's a really great question. So, I mean, we do have a map of the grounds that's available when you come in, but we also have a free mobile app, the Ohio State Fair Food Finder, that's available for iPhone and Android. And so you can go in there, and it has the GPS locations of all of our vendors, whether that be someone who is selling the gator on a stick or someone who's selling, you know, a ladder or handmade soaps in one of the buildings. They're all in there, and so you can look at the map and find exactly what it is you want to eat or purchase.
And it'll show us exactly where the butter cow is located, right? We can't leave the fair without seeing that.
Right, exactly. And I'm sure you guys have heard the wonderful news about what our mystery butter sculpture is this year.
Tell us, absolutely. Tell me about it. Have you seen them yet?
I have. I'm so excited. You know, it's a tribute to the Cleveland Cavaliers. And so it has both of the mascots and the trophy and some of the other exciting features. They're sharing the cooler with the famed butter cow and calf, which have actually been a tradition at the Ohio State Fair since 1903. So a pretty long-running tradition of carving things out of butter here.
Sometimes you'd expect maybe presidential candidates. I wondered if that was a thought for something like this.
Yeah, you know what? And we haven't seen them sculpted out of butter. But we haven't seen any presidential candidates yet either. So you never know. They could come popping through any day.
That's true. A lot of times you do see sometimes politicians taking advantage of what's happening in Columbus. Again, it's the Ohio State Fair running now through August 7th. If people want to plan their trip, where's a good way to get all the information so that they're ready to go when they head down to Columbus?
Yeah, definitely. Head to our website, ohiostatefair.com. We've got all the information you need there. You can always give us a call if you have any questions at our phone number that's also listed on our website, or you can download that free mobile app that I mentioned, and you can get all the information you need. So we try to make sure you're inundated with information.
Yep, a lot of the good things. Thanks very much, Alicia. We appreciate your time this morning. Alicia Schultz with the Ohio State Fair. Appreciate your time this morning.
Have a great day, guys.
Thanks.